Okay, Tanya, we're on the bottom of the Lamed Aleph on the base. Tanya Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Im Yomru Lecha Zekenim Sesor V'Yelodim B'nei, if, what's it called, the mature people tell you, Talmidei Chacham, to tear something down, and children tell you to build, so then Sesor V'Al Tivne, listen to this Zekenim. They should steer as Zekenim Binyan. Zekenim, when they tear down, that's Binyan. Binyan Na'arim Sirim, what Na'arim build up, ultimately is tearing down. The Simon Ladov Rechavim and Shlomo. Rechavim and Shlomo, when he asked the Zekenim, should he go easy with the people, they told him to go easy with the people. And the Na'arim told him to be extra, what's it called, strict with them and hard on them. And in the end, what the Na'arim told him was going to build up his Malchus, destroyed it. And what the Zekenim seemed to be saying, to tear down and be makel with the people, would have built up his Malchus. So that's the Pashup Shot. Pashup Shot is that a Zokain, sometimes you have to tear down in order to build. Sometimes what you build, if it's not proper, is tearing down. The Kotzker Rebbe learns this a little bit differently. He says that Binyan Na'arim Stira, when people who are not mature want to build up, they tear other people down. The way they build themselves up is by tearing other people down. And the way that Zekenim tear things down is by building themselves up. Okay. Rashi? No. Right. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Makom Shemaf Sikim B'Shabbes Shachris, Shom Korin B'Mincha. Right, the first man the Omer holds that where you leave off the Sedra, Shabbos Shachris, you start from there Mincha. The Mincha Shom Korin B'Sheni. Where you stop at Mincha, you start on Monday. Shom Korin, what's it called? B'Sheni Shom Korin B'Chamishi. And where you leave off on Monday, you continue on Thursday. And where you stop on Thursday, that's where you start on the next Shabbos. You don't start the next Shabbos at the beginning of the Sedra. You start after what you read on Shabbos afternoon, Monday and Thursday, and then you finish off the Sedra. That's Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer, Mokom Shemafsikim B'Shabbos Shachris, Shom Korim B'Mincho U'V'Sheni U'V'Chamishi, Shabbos Habo, like we do. Wherever you leave off the last Shabbos, you read the beginning of that Sedra, Mincha, Sheni, and Chamishi, and you start again from what you read, Mincha, Sheni, and Chamishi, you say that again on the next Shabbos. Where it says, Omre B'Zeira, Halacha, Mokom Shemafsikim B'Shabbos Shachris, Shom Korin B'Mincha B'Sheni V'Chamishi L'Shabbos Abba, where you leave off the previous Shabbos, that's where you start both on Shabbos Mincha, Sheni, Chamishi, and the next Shabbos. Versus the Lema Halacha K'Reb Yehuda. Why don't you just say the Halacha K'Reb Yehuda? Why have to say over the whole thing? Just tell me the Halacha K'Reb Yehuda. It's exactly what Reb Yehuda said. It says Mishum the Afchilu, because sometimes there were people who said the Brisa the opposite way. Right, the Afchiluhu to Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda, Reb Meir. They switched around what Reb Meir said to what Reb Yehuda, so he didn't want to say the halacha is like Reb Yehuda because you may get the brisa with the name switched around, then you'll think the halacha is the other way. So he said clearly what the halacha is. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Poseach v'roe, you open the Sefer Torah and see where you're going to lane in order to make the bracha. Golel, then you close the Sefer Torah, umavarech, and you make the bracha. The Choser Poseach, and then you open it to the Kore to read, Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer, Poseach V'ro Mevorech, the Kore. You open the Sefer Torah, and you see the place, and you don't close it, you make the bracha, and then you read. So you don't have to close it and open it again of Tircha de Tzibura. It's one of the reasons. Another reason is that you should make the bracha on what you're reading. That you're making the bracha on the Kriya, it should be open in front of you. My time is the Reb Meir, Kedu'ula. So why does Reb Meir hold that you close the Sefer Torah when you make the brachas? L'chora, all the reasons point to opening the Sefer Torah when you make the brachas, so it should be in front of you what you're making the bracha on, and shouldn't have to close and open a tircha de tzibura. Where it says Reb Meir holds that you close it kedeula, domer ula, mitnei ma omra akori b'tora lo yisayel maturgaman. Why is the halacha that the kori b'tora shouldn't help the maturgaman, right? And while he's laning, read also help the maturgaman be matargim. Kedesh lo yomru targum kosu b'tora, because they're going to say that the targum is written in the Torah. And the Gra learns it here that if you do write the targum in the Torah, it's possible. Hachinami kedesh lo yomru brachos ksubim b'torah. People are going to say the brachos are in the Torah, even though it's more mistaber that the targum is in the Torah, right? Because wherever you're reading, it's written the targum. Could be it's written the targum if the person's reading it. You could think it's written there, but the brachos, it would have to be written over and over again wherever they read. But still, it's a chash that what's it called that they wrote the brachos like that. That wherever you read, the brachos are there, and somebody who never heard Kriyas HaTorah or did hear or is going to think that maybe the brachas are in the Torah. Rabbi Yehuda, Targum, Ikilamitoi. By the Targum, you can make a mistake, like we said, because the Targum could be written straight through. Brachas, Lekilamitoi, but the brachas, most people want to make a mistake to think that the brachas are written everywhere. Every time they read the Torah, the brachas are written there. Right? So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that we're not afraid that people are going to think that the brachas are written in the Torah. Omer Zera, Omer Rav Masna, Halacha Poseach Beroe Umevarech Bekore. Right, so Reb Zera said the halacha is that you open the Sefer Torah, you look, you make the bracha, and we're not afraid that people will think that the brachas are written in the Torah. Right, Gemara says Velema Halacha Kreb Yehuda. Let him just say the halachas are Kreb Yehuda that we're not choshish that the brachas are written in the Torah. Mishum Da'afkilu, because again, sometimes they said this brisa and switch Reb Meir to Reb Yehuda. And if he said Reb Yehuda, you would think the halacha is like what we have Reb Meir says. So he said, Betheirish, what it was. Rashi. Ikalamitoi, va'omer targum kosa b'torah. It's possible to make a mistake and think that if the Balkore reads the targum, says the targum, while he's laning, that the people think he's reading it from the Torah. The osulamichta of targum b'torah. They'll come to write targum b'torah, and it's possible. Like the Gra says, because if it wouldn't be possible, it's gzeru l'gzeru, so they'll write it, so it won't be possible anyway. Right? And they say, what about but brachas also is mashma, that if you write the brachas in the Torah, it's also possible. You add the brachas to the Sefer Torah, you write them inside the Sefer Torah, you pass the Sefer Torah. The Shilas by a Megillah. There are a lot of Megillahs that are written with artwork, with the brachas in it, or whatever. There are shitas that hold that a Megillah is kosher, even if it has the brachas written in it. Sefer Torah is different. But a Megillah, you could write the brachas in the beginning or whatever. You could even write the Targum in the end. You could even write Nekudos in the Megillah. And there's a shita that holds that the Megillah, we had learned before, is compared to the Torah. It needs sirtut, needs to be lined. And therefore, just like a Torah is possible if it has the brachas, a Megillah is also possible if the brachas are written in it. Avo brachas, I call you them shame brachas ksubim b'Torah. Everybody knows the brachas are written in the Torah, and others say, like we said, that's not mistaber that a person is going to think that every time they open the Torah to read, the brachas are written there. Okay, what's the halacha? So there are two different shitas. One shita is that the Mandi Omru holds Rabbi Yehuda, who we paskin like. Right? And the halacha that you open it and you don't close it is only that you're allowed to open it and not close it. We're not choshish that if you open it, people are going to say the brachas are written in the Torah. But you could close it too. Right? Even the Mandi Omer, even Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can open it, holds that you surely can close it, and that way we're also choshish that the brachas aren't written. And the other Mandi Omer holds, no, but dafka, you have to open it because of these reasons. Tircha de tzibura, because the bracha should go on what you're reading. So therefore, there are two different minhagim. Right? According to the shita that holds that you're allowed to open it, but even he holds that it'd be preferable to close it. It's just that we're not a choshish for opening it, so the best thing to do is to close it. Because everybody holds closing, it's okay. According to the shita that says he holds you dafka have to open it, and you shouldn't say the brachas with it closed, then you have to open it. So the maisa, one minig is to taka say the brachas with the Sefer Torah closed. But the Mishabura says the best thing to do is to keep it opened, and either do one of two things. Either turn your face away towards the left, and that's people do all the time the wrong way, they turn to the right. You turn to the left, what's it called? What's the nafkamina, which way you turn? So some say the reason you turn to the left is because the shechinah is opposite you, so you're turning to the shechinah, like when you bow after Shmoneh Esrei. But others say, what in the world does Kriyas HaTorah have to do with the shechinah? So others say that the reason is you're turning towards the ksav, towards towards where they're leaning. If you turn the other way, you're turning back towards the left, you know, the previous column. So you're facing to where they're going to lean. That's towards the left. But that's the way you're supposed to go. If you turn your face, you should turn to the left. Mishnah Berurah says, and others, before him, that it doesn't look nice to turn your face away from the Sefer Torah. So therefore, the best thing to do is to close your eyes. But people don't know if your eyes are closed. So therefore, to turn your face a little bit, not to turn mamish away, to turn a little bit towards the left and close your eyes. And that's the proper way to make the bracha on the Torah. To keep it open, in order the Baal Kori doesn't have to open it and look for the place of Tircha Tzibura. You're making the bracha with the place you're reading in front of you, which is a mila, right? And surely you're allowed to do that, because we're not choshish that the brachas are written in the Torah, right? So you have both of those milas, and the problem with the brachas in the Sefer Torah you take care of by closing your eyes and turning your face a little bit towards the left. That's the proper way to do it.
People want to read the brachas.
I mean, they're on the left. So that's even better. What? Yeah, okay, no, but then you're turning completely away. Then it's fine, because they're turning to read the brachas from on the side of the Sefer Torah. That's fine, too.
So the Bureau of Halacha says both minhagim are okay to leave it open or closed.
Both minhagim are okay, but the proper way to do it is what we just said. You're yotze either way.
Right, you don't change the minhag.
What?
Those both klal, you don't change the minhag, if that's your minhag.
Change what meaning?
If you have a minhag to do it closed.
No, after the minhagam makom is koveya.
Yeah.
So therefore, if in a place that's the way it's supposed to be done, that's the way you're supposed to do it. If you have a minig and you go to a different place, then you do it the way they do it. If people do it this way or that way, the proper way, the better way to do it because of the things is to leave it open, turn your face a little bit and close your eyes. However, if you do the other way, you're also yotze. Okay. Right. Omer of Zera, Omer of Masna, Haluchos, the Habimos, Ein Bohem Mishum Kedusha. Luchos and Bimos don't have Kedusha. Rashi says Luchos, Lo Yadati Mai. I don't know what these Luchos are. The Yesh Meforshim, Hein Ho Asuyim, Lesforim, Shalonu, Sheinim Asuyim, Begilyum. They are the book covers. The cardboard that, the covers of the books. That they don't have any Kedusha. Bima, show you Osin Lemelech Leparshas Hamelech. Not the bima they read the Sefer Torah on. The bima they used to make for the king. So that also was only Aroy. It didn't have Kedusha of, Kedushas Tashmishe Kedusha. Okay. Tosa says that the Luchos, the Oruch, is the Gilyonos of the Sefer Torah. The blank at the beginning and the end. Now when it's connected to the Torah, it has Kedusha. But when you cut it off, then it doesn't have Kedusha. That's how they explain it. That's how Tosis explains it. Others say Luchos is what we have on the Aron Kodesh. The Dugma of the Luchos, those don't have any Kedusha. Used to have put on the top of the Aron Kodesh, looked what Luchos. Some have the Luchos that are rounded off. But the truth is the Luchos were square. They didn't have an arch on the top. The, what else is Luchos? There's another sheet here. What Luchos were. What? No, it just says no Kedusha in them. That's all. They're not Tashmisha Kedusha, Tashmisha. Right. They were squared off at the top. Right. Squared. Not according to everybody were they cubes. Machlokas, how they were in Bava Basra. Right. According to some they were rectangle, according to some they were a cube. According to some they were a rectangle and together they were a cube. We learned it in Yuma too. It's in Bava Basra. But not everybody holds it was a cube. But it definitely was squared off at the top. That according to everybody. The let's see, other sheet of Luchos. Here, Luchos. Rashi, we said the Tosfos. So the Rambam says that they are Svarim that you write for children to learn from. Those are called Luchos, right? Blackboard. And what's it called? We call it Luach. That's they have books for the children. The Meiri says it's a place you put the Sefer Torah when you're not reading it, not Bishas Kriya. I don't know why it doesn't have then Kedusha Sefer, because Sefer Torah doesn't touch it, Pashtus. It's not like the Aron Kodesh, which sometimes the klaf touches the Aron Kodesh. Here it doesn't touch at all. For sure not. Suris Luchos, we said. Okay. Go on. Omer of Shvatya, Omer of Yochanan. A goal Sefer Torah, Tzoros Shamidenu al Atfar. When your goal of the Sefer Torah, so you put the back of the Sefer Torah down and the open part up. The Omer of Shvatya, Omer of, and also that another pshat is, let's see Rashi, that Yamidenu al Atfar, Keneged Hatfar, Shisham Roy Lahad Go Yofe. Right, that the place where it's sown, some learn that when you make lila, the tfar should be in the middle. In case it tears, it'll tear on the what's it called on the where it's sown. Others say that they used to when they made galila, they used to what's it called with a lot of pressure tighten the sefer Torah so the chashash would tear. And if you have the stitches open in front of you, you'll see the stitches are stretching, and you won't put so much pressure. Not that it's going to tear there, but you'll see that it's tearing, and you'll stop putting pressure on it. Bizman Azed says we're not in no way to make galila like that with such pressure, and therefore we're not medactic that much. But dafka should have the some people are. But some say that Bizman Azeh, we're not mak bidafka to have the stitches in the middle, because we don't make galila in such a way that we pull the Sefer Torah with such pressure that there's even a chashash it's ever going to tear. Okay. The Omar Reb Shvat Yom Reb Yochanan, Hagol Sefer Torah Golem Vachutz, the Ein Golem Bifnim. Right, this is what we said before. You golel it towards the outside, not towards the inside. Right, Rashi. Golem v'chutz ha'amud shehu chutzalo golelo. The amud which is on the outside is what you turn. The yigol mitzad chutzal tzadnim. You roll it from outside to inside. Shem yochaz amud ha'pnimi v'yogol mitzad chutz yispashit ha'chitzal v'yipolaris. If you take the inner one and the one that has all the roll on it, what's it called, is the one that you have on the outside, we're afraid it'll fall off the bima and roll out. So you roll from the empty side to the full side, not from the full side to the empty side. Right. Mitzad chutz l'tzad pnim, just the opposite, no. From the full side to the empty side, not from the empty side to the full side. Okay. Ukishuhu mahadko, when you tighten it, mahadko mivifnim, you tighten it from the inside, ve'im mahadko mechutz, and not from the outside. Rashi, you finish rolling it. You want to now tighten it, make it compact. Hold the inside and make the outside compact. Why? Because otherwise you're going to be covering the ksav, be reaching over to the other side and covering the ksav with your arms. Before you close it up, you're supposed to show the ksav to everybody. That's one of the reasons why the golel gets the schar connected everybody. We'll see in one second, because there's a special mitzvah to show the ksav. That's part of the bracha, baruch asher yokim, as divrei Torah zos, to show the ksav to everybody. Okay, so then when you're holding it up, right? You shouldn't cover it with your arm. I don't know exactly how it works out, but in any case, you should roll it in such a way that you're rolling it out and not in, so your arms are covering it. Okay. V'omer of Shvat Yom Rav Yochanan, Asora Shekoru B'Torah. You have 10 people who are Osik in Kriyas HaTorah, not that all the 10 got Aliyahs, but you needed a minion to read Torah, and what's it called? You have 10 people who are involved in Kriyas HaTorah. HaGodol Shebahem Gola. You give Glila to the greatest of them. Gola Sefer Torah. And HaGolilo Notel Schar Kulan. And they used to have the minig where the Golil was also the Magbiyah, and the Golil were the same person. Now we split it up. The Magbiyah is the one who gets the greater schar. Dom Reb Shuv and Levi, Asor Shekor B'Torah, HaGol Sefer Torah, Kibul Schar Kulan. What is the schar Kulan? He gets the schar of all of them? And what, they don't get any schar? Sol Kedaitach, Ela'ema, Kibul Schar Keneged Kulan. He gets equal schar to all of them. We'll see one second why. Yeah.
Why doesn't the Rav get that earlier?
What? We're not knowing. Since the same person doesn't do Hagba and Glila, right? So even though the Hagba is what's it called is special, but the Lamaisa, it was special when the person got both things, like a bris. Used to be the person who was the Sandik also held the baby, Bishas HaBrachas, all straight through. Now we split it up, some hold that there's no big deal to be a Sandik anymore, because you don't do both. Same thing over here, when they did both, then it was special. Now, the Enochanami, the Magbiyah, gets that extra schar, but it's not as special as it was when one person did both things.
More special than getting a regular.
Yeah, we'll see one second why. Because a regular Aliyah is the Rabbanon, and this, you're Mekayim a Brocha min HaTorah. Rashi, Asora Shekoru, Shenestu, the Koru, Hagimul, or Zayin, Gechok Hayom. 10 people got together, and either 7 Aliyahs or 3 Aliyahs or whatever, from the 10, with Vishain Korim B'Torah Pachos Mi'asorah, not get Asorah Shekoru B'Torah, but not that he gets 10 Aliyahs. Mishtam, not going to get it yet. So the idea is the following. It says in the Rishalmi that the Baruch Baruch Asher Yochim is Divrei HaTorah Azos goes on the Golil, person who picks up the Torah, is a mitzvah to show the whole Torah to everybody around. That's why the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that first you show it to the people, you turn to the left to show it to the people on the right, then you turn to the right to show it to the people on the left, but that's not what it means. Some people do Hagba like that. But what it really means is you make a circle, just which way you turn. You turn around in a complete circle. That's the way to do Hagba. Not to do part this way, part that way, but to turn around, mamash is a complete circle, so everybody sees the Torah. But first the people on the right see it because you turn to your left, and then you keep turning, and then the people on the left see it. So the proper way to do Hagba is to make a complete circle and go toward that the ksav should be towards the people on the right and then towards the people on the left.
The Rav told us to do the opposite.
To what?
The Rav said turn to the right.
Well, then I made a mistake. They're supposed to show it to the people on the right and then show it to the people on the left. The shail only is when you're doing it. No, it could be it is right. Because there's people on your right both ways. You turn to the left so the people to the right of the bima see it. So right and left is relative. What?
It's counterclockwise.
And it's different than the rest of it.
To turn clockwise. When you pick up the Sefer Torah,
we turn to the right.
One second. You're facing the people behind you see it.
See it first.
Right. Now if you have to turn,
the people on the left are.
And people on your left will see it first.
If you turn clockwise,
yeah.
Turn to the right, and the people on your left see it first.
No, so you turn the other way.
Counterclockwise.
Right.
What
about the Kofniyotali?
What? No, but here we want the people on the right. There's more choshev. The whole thing is to show it to the people. So which people are more choshev to show it to? People on the right. Whatever way the people on the right will see it first, that's the way to turn.
Okay.
or clockwise, whichever way it is, that's the way to turn. That the people on the right should see it first, then the people on the left should see it. Yeah. The right is always chashuv, but the people on the right.
Why is the Rav sit on the left?
Who? Why do I sit on the left side of the Aron Kodesh? We went through that once. Because the way you face towards the Aron Kodesh is more chashuv than fighting your back to the Aron Kodesh. If you sit on the other side, my back would be to the Aron Kodesh. This way, my daven, you face towards the Aron Kodesh, towards Mizrach, whatever, and then you face a little bit towards the south, so it's towards the Aron Kodesh.
So the other Rav is saying that when you turn the people are. The right side,
then the people aren't more chashuv. The right side is more chashuv. People aren't chashuv. People can change from day to day.
In my row, the people on the right are more chashuv.
Can the person make all this turn that it says to the right?
What?
It says that.
Yeah, but they. Yeah, but the nice right. Over here, the inyan is to show it to the people on the right first, then you have to turn to the left. Okay. Okay, and then basically you're making you're turning around, making a circle. Okay. And you're Mekayim that mitzvah of Baruch Asher Yogim. Okay. Okay, Vomer of Shvat Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Menayin Shemishtam Shemabaskol. How do you know you're allowed to use a baskol and rely on it? Shenemar Vaznecho Tishmana Dover Miacharecho Leimor. Right, that you hear this basko. Basko, the Tosfos Yontif said, bas can mean a mida. Right, Avram, it says, didn't have a bas. He had a bas, didn't have a bas. The Svarim over there also say, it's not talking about a daughter, it's talking about certain mida, right, Vashem, Beirach, Avram, Bakol. Bakol is a certain mida that Avram had, and the Shaila is whether he had that mida or didn't have that mida. So bas, is a certain measure, refers to a measure. So it's a measured call. It's not the full call of Nevuah. It's a measure of that call. Or it means an echo, right? You don't hear the original call. You hear an echo of that call. That's what's called a bas call. Or it just means that it's inferior to Nevuah. So when Nevuah was bottled, they used this bas call. And it's an inferior voice. Okay. V'hani mile deshoma kol gavra b'masa, they call itza b'divra. It's only when you hear a male voice in the city and a female voice in the field. Rashi Rashi. Mishtam shem baskol im belibo lahaskul dover deshoma kol ohin olav. Right, you hear an echo in the just coming to you. Right, you want to do something and you're not sure if you should do it or not, and all of a sudden you hear this bas call, so you can follow it. The ein kam mishum nichush. It's not called nichush, which is aser. Right, there is a legitimate kind of mida that comes min hashamayim that tells you things, and that's called bas call. We don't use it for halacha, but you can use it for this because elov hashamayim. Kol gavra b'masa, kol she'ino motzihu. Right, people, men are usually out in the field working. They're not in the city. Women are in the city. Ubasko boy love. Right? And women are usually not out in the field. The men are. So if you hear an unusual voice, you know that it's not somebody talking, that it's something special. Okay? And also, Vahuda Omar Hin Hin, Vahuda Omar Lav Lav. It also repeats it. Then you know that it's a special bas. If not, then Islam could be heard somebody talking to somebody and they said yes and no. But Omer of Shvatya, Omer of Yochanan, Kolakori below Ni'ima, Vishonne below Zimra, Olava Kosav Omer, Vagamani Nosatilem, Chukim Lotovin. Person who reads the Torah without the Tamei HaMikra, and he learns Mishnah without the sing-song Nigin of learning Gemara and Mishnah, so on him is said, I gave you Chukim Lotovin. The end of the pasuk is, just because you didn't lane with the Tanim, or you didn't, what's it called, read the Mishnah with the sing-song Niggin, right? That's called Mishpatim Lo Yichyu Bohem. Ella Kedarab Misharsha. What the Pasuk really is going on is the following. Domar Shnei Talmidei Chacham Ayoshim B'Irachas. They Nochen Zed Zeb Halacha. Two Talmidei Chacham who live in the same city, and they're constantly fighting with each other, not over Halacha. There's no Ein Nochen Zela Zeb Halacha. Right? They can't get together. Right? When one says the other, one B'davka says the other way, or vice versa. That's Taka Chil Hashem, Rashi. Domer hin olav lav shenichbol beis panim, said twice, repeated. Ni'ima kagom tami amikros. Ni'ima is the tami amikro. Okay. I think we'll stop here and leave the rest of the scene. Okay.
So I still don't understand. Rosh says that even if you don't do husband and wife together,
right,
it's still more chashuv than a regular day.
It's still, no, it's still, you get a lot of schar for doing hagba because you get the brach of baruch hashem yom.
So,
what?
Or is it not more?
No, when it's not together, so we're not in no way to give the most choshev person hagba, since it's not hagba and glila together. Right? It's not what they used to do. But a person who gets that thing gets a tremendous schar of baruch hashem yom.
The schar of everyone?
No, that much not. Not the schar can negate everybody. That you got if you were, what's it called, and that's why you give it to the Gadol. You do both together. But Lamaisa, the part of showing the Ksav, everybody is Mekayim, Baruch Hashem Yochim.
I just saw an article that quotes the Mishnah Berurah test that says that you turn to the right in a full circle. So,
Mr. Berurah said that. He turned to the right. The Rav quoted that when a few months ago, the Rav said not to do
the
really
on the direction.
Right.
A few months ago, the Rav said not to do the shtick with half this way and half that
right,
way.
That for sure.
Circle,
yes.
And you said that you quoted the Mishnah Berurah, turn to the right.
Who quotes the Mishnah Berurah there?
I just found an article online about it.
The Mishnah Berurah said to turn to the right.
Was Mishnah Berurah 9. But he said there that Mishnah Berurah says to turn the full day to the right, and the clock is over here, and I know that if you turn to the clock, you're doing it right, based on what the Rav said.
One second. If you're facing that way.
Turn
to your right means what?
So turn away the clock. You want to look at the clock as you're going around.
Clock one second. Now, who are the people on the left and right? Where are the left and right? Of what?
Of the shul, clearly. This is the right side. If you want to say it's the right of the Sefer
right.
Torah, and the Sefer Torah is facing backwards, and you're holding backwards, so maybe you can say that the Sefer Torah is right to the people on the left side of the shul.
That's what I'm saying. Who's right?
Take a look at the
people on the right are supposed to see. And Echanami, though, it says you're supposed to turn to the right. So how's that shy? Elamai, that you're showing it to
the Sefer Torah is facing the opposite direction of the Magbiyah.
Right.
People
to the right of the Sefer Torah, to the left of the Magbiyah. That's probably what it is.